The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with great value travel insurance online at supervalue.ie.
Why did you get involved in the AWARE programme?
Well, I got involved because I had a bit of a breakdown about 10 years ago. I suffer a lot of anxiety and depression ever since. I've been to counsellors, I attend therapy, and I also attend another support group called Recovery. And when I was at a meeting, a weekly meeting one night, one of the women said they had been on this. So it sounded good, and I came.
And when you said it struck 10 years ago, was it something that happened suddenly or was it something that had been brewing for a while?
Well, if I go by a therapist, it would probably have been brewing for a while. But there was a catalyst, and that was my marriage broke down at that particular time, and I didn't see it coming. And that was the catalyst.
As far as you were concerned, you hadn't experienced it before, anxiety or depression before that?
I had to an extent, but a very minor extent, and it never stayed. But that, from then on, it's been my constant companion.
And did it take you a while to seek help?
Well, it took me a while to recognise that there was something wrong. My first step was to go to a doctor. I went to a doctor who put me on medication. Initially, it seemed to work, but it returned. And then I decided to go to counselling and to therapy. And then eventually I decided that I would also need a support group. And I started to attend the support group.
And you said that it became your companion after that. So how often does your companion come to visit now?
You mightn't believe this, but every morning. Yeah. Every morning. Morning is generally a bad time for people who suffer from anxiety and depression, as I've discovered. I'm not on my own in that, but I wake up with it. And I won't say it's like a hangover. It's about 10 times worse. And then it's a question of how to deal with it. And that's where this particular skills course comes in very useful.
What is that feeling like in the morning that's 10 times worse than a hangover?
The feeling is that you have the day ahead of you. You know what's ahead of you. You don't want to do it. You are kind of annoyed with yourself that you have this condition. And if you give in to the feeling, you wouldn't get up till dinner time. But the thing then is to decide, what am I going to do about it? And that's what I've been learning for the past while.
Does it take a lot of strength to push yourself to get out of the bed and to go and deal with the day and do the things that you have to do?
It does, because it happens all the time, and because at night time, as I'm talking now, it seems illogical and ridiculous. But when it happens in the morning, it takes over. And it's very hard for anybody to understand that, but it takes over. So it does take strength to just get out of the bed. And as I said tonight, to just take small steps, get to the bathroom, wash your teeth, have your breakfast. And more important, and I learned this from the recovery group, give yourself a pat in the back for each small step. And as the day goes on, it gets easier.
Your friends and family, and those who are close to you and were close to you, did they notice anything in you?
You see, Colm, I did a lot of amateur acting, you know. No, initially, it wasn't a question of them noticing it, which I'm sure they did. But I was the type, and it was probably a little bit of a saving grace for me, that I ran for help, particularly to close friends. And I was able to talk it out and to cry and get upset and to scream and all the rest of it. But looking back, it was good that I was able to do that. Some people hold it in all the time.
And men are notorious for doing that, for holding it in and not talking about their feelings. Where did that ability that you have to talk about it and to scream when you needed to, where did that come from?
From the feminine side of me, Colm. I don't know actually where it came from. It just, and you know, when you say men, that's again a generalization. Not all men are like that. And I've been in groups where there's more men than women. That's rare, all right, but there are. And some men can open up, but I accept that it is women are better at it.
Looking back at the last 10 years and the last decade, is it becoming less frequent or less severe?
To be honest, no. But what is happening is I'm able to cope with it better, which is the kernel. Like, I accept it may go someday. I'd love to wake up some morning and say, hey, Charlie, you're gone. Great. Goodbye. And that's what I hope. But I've also accepted it may not. There's people like, I shouldn't mention names, of John Waters, who says there's no such a thing as depression.
Well, you can say that because he said it on record.
He did. If you take the two opposites, there's John Waters saying that, and you have John Murray coming out. And that was so helpful to people like me and others to hear somebody like him come out on the radio and say that. Wow.
And of course, we all know he's back on air now. You're speaking on his show. Did you hear the morning when he came back on after 6 months?
I did. And I'm delighted that I did. And I actually heard it. It wasn't a question of somebody telling me what he said or going into RTE player and like that. I actually heard him saying, and I was rooted to the ground. And every time I hear someone like him or a sports guy coming out and saying, I have this, people don't understand what it means. It means you're not so alone.